From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Cormac McCarthy's novel, No Country for Old Men, is about violence in 1980s Texas. The novel had scarcely arrived in bookstores in 2005 when it was optioned by filmmakers Joel and Ethan Coen.
The Coen brothers chose actor Josh Brolin to portray the film's rugged, dusty-booted protagonist, Llewellyn Moss. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Josh Brolin.
First, our critic Bob Mondello has this review.
A hunter stalking a wounded deer in the Texas desert comes across a scene of carnage, a drug deal gone wrong, corpses everywhere, and $2 million in a suitcase. The hunter, played by Josh Brolin, takes the suitcase, and knowing that he is about to turn from hunter to hunted, takes a few precautions, too, spiriting himself out of town in one direction and his wife in another.
I got a bad feeling, Llewellyn.
Well, I got a good one, so that ought to even out. So you gotta quit your worrying so much.
Mama's gonna raise hell.
Mm-hmm.
She's just gonna cuss you up and down.
Well, you should be used to that.
I'm used to lots of things. I work at Walmart.
Not anymore, Carla Jean. You are retired.
Dreams of independence, however, will have to wait. Already on Llewellyn's trail is a psycho with a Buster Brown haircut and a weird weapon of choice that leaves no clues, which has local sheriff Tommy Lee Jones perplexed.
Wasn't no bullet.
Yes, sir. More than none.
Well, Wendell? With all due respect, that don't make a lot of sense.
No, sir.
You said entry wound in the forehead, no exit wound.
Yes, sir.
You telling me he shot this boy in the head and then went digging around in there with a pocket knife?
No, sir, I don't want to picture that.
I don't either.
The sheriff will eventually connect the killer and the hunter and will prove pretty good at playing catch-up in a film that Joel and Ethan Coen have orchestrated as one long, seriously alarming chase sequence. Like the Coen brothers' early films, No Country for Old Men is a genre exercise, controlled, precise, exquisite in its imagery as it makes an audience cringe with pulses pounding. Javier Bardem, playing the killer Chigurh, makes humorlessness look scarily psychotic, and one hotel sequence is nerve-rattling enough to make you forget to breathe. Still, despite working with a plot about implacable malice, the Coen brothers don't overdo. You could even say that they know the value of understatement. At one point, they inspire chills simply by having a character check his boots as he steps from a doorway into the sunlight. Blood has pooled often enough in No Country for Old Men that they don't have to show you what he's checking for. I'm Bob Mondello.